Oh, hi, sir. Welcome back from your business trip. Here, let me take your jacket. Wow, you look exhausted. I'm actually kind of shocked you came in today. No day off to recover? Oh, you missed me, huh? Such a charmer, you. Well, take a seat at your desk and get settled in. Your coffee is all ready, and here are your morning reports, and as you requested, here are the black lace panties I wear all weekend. Do my dirty panties smell that good, sir? I don't think I've ever met anyone that could get high off the smell of my moist pussy. But I swear, sir, you looked exhausted a minute ago, and now you seem so invigorated. I'm adding these to my expense sheet, by the way. This will be the fifth pair of panties you've commandeered from me this month. Yes, they're the same black lace panties that I wore during the Skype session over the weekend. You know, the one where you had me perform remotely for the board of directors. Oh, sir, I was so wet knowing all those powerful men were watching me strip off my work clothes piece by piece until I was just in panties and heels. I couldn't even see them. I felt so vulnerable, so exposed. And then you ordered me to shove my panties to the side and finger myself for the camera. I did as you asked. As we planned, my pussy was gushing as I fucked myself so hard for you in front of them. All the while, you made me recite the names of all the men in that room and tell each of them how much I wanted their cum on my face, on my tits, deep inside my pussy, deep inside my ass. Oh, sir, I came so hard. It was kind of hard to tell their reaction from my end. Did it convince them? They increased the sexual wellness department's budget by 300%? Oh, wow. I can't believe it. That's such a huge win for us. You know, I better get a nice fat reward for this. No, you jerk. I meant my paycheck. You know, that thing that comes twice a month. Instead of twice a day, usually inside me. All right, that's enough chit-chat, sir. We've got a busy day ahead. Shall we get started? You go on and read over those reports, and if you have any questions, I'll be down here as usual for your daily scheduled morning blowjob. Ooh, I think someone's missed me. Already so erect and throbbing happily. Oh, did you miss me, little one? Yeah, I know you hate it when I talk to your cock like that.
Don't listen to Mr. Grumpy, he's just tired. I'll be taking good care of you. Let's make you a little bigger.
Yeah. Our numbers are really good this month. Our sexual wellness department is still pretty new. But so far, we've consistently boosted company morale while staying below our budget. I honestly don't know why the board approved such a huge increase. What do you mean I can ask them myself? They're flying over next month? To meet with me? In person? All of them. At once. Oh God. I need to be available all that weekend? You're going to be there too, right?
Okay.
Good. You know how much I don't like it when you loan me out without being around. Not everyone gets their own personal sexual wellness secretary, you know? You really ought to be, I don't know, a little more possessive of me, maybe? Okay. I'll make sure to schedule an anal bleaching and a Brazilian the day before. I'll make sure to impress. I'll even wear that black and red lace teddy you like so much. Company colors and all. Can I get some new toys too? Those are always popular for in-office gangbangs. Maybe a ring gag and a butt plug? Nothing breaks the ice faster than a rousing game of pin the tail on the butt toy. Oh, and speaking of personal sexual wellness secretaries, sir, I have 3 department heads that have been clamoring to get their own for weeks. Yes, I was a big hit when you let each of them borrow me to be their hot little cockslut for a couple of days. The older one kept insisting I yell daddy when he came in my ass. Anyway, I've looked over the list of prospective hires, and I've included some resumes in the report. You can take a look and see if you want any of them. It seems like we'll be expanding soon anyway. Yeah, the Lynette is in her mid-30s, oldest of a bunch, married, no children. Says her husband didn't mind, but well, we've seen that play out before. Big hoodies and wide hips. Personally, I think she's just looking to get knocked up. Interested in filling that position, sir? I bet you could put a baby inside her in no time. Yeah, the blonde is fresh out of college. Hot, silky little minks with an unbelievably tight body. A borderline nympho. Even tried to seduce me during the interview. Can you believe it? Her pussy tasted like honey. way, I can tell there's gonna be a lot of fighting over her. Might not be worth it.
Oh, that last one? The redhead is definitely something else.
She'll whip company around into shape for sure. You know what I mean? She would do well with the junior teams. She'll find a way to punish the slackers and reward the good ones. I'll have to make a note to order some more bondage gear. So, any of them catch your fancy? Let me guess, you want to personally interview them yourself? One by one, putting their stamina to test over 3 long days of using and abusing their hot little fuckholes. Or maybe all at once. Make them fight over sucking your cock until one of them emerges with your cum on their face. Welcome to the 75th Hungry for Your Cock Games. You're ridiculous. Well, think about it a little more and I'll call them the schedule. Oh, it's almost time for your 10 o'clock meeting. You want me to finish you up here? Oh, yes, sir. That's it, sir. That's it. I'm like the little fuck slut whore I am. I'm such a good girl for you. We hang all week. I deserve a thick, sloppy reward. I've been so fucking hard for your tongue. Now I'm gonna suck you dry. Your cock serving slug needs to be fed, bad sir. Fed your hot, sticky love juice. That's all I'm here for. That's all I'm good for. Look how that your sperm. Fuck is. Just spill it into my hot wet mouth, baby. Just let it loose into your dirty fucking hot wet mouth. Oh my god. Thank you, sir. That was quite delicious. Your 10 o'clock meeting is on the 31st floor, so let's get you all cleaned up and ready to go. See you later this afternoon.